This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us, the host of the new podcast, A Theory of Mind, Ben McKelvey. Thanks so much for your time.
That's my pleasure.
This podcast really chats about some fascinating stuff, looking at why we are the way we are, how our minds work, how that shapes us. What was it that kicked off your interest in talking about this subject?
I think my interest started when I had a personal interaction with a changing brain. I had a stroke when I was in my mid to late 20s, and I had to learn to read and write again. And I had what sort of looked from the outside a full recovery. But internally, I felt that things had changed. And that really sort of put me on a trajectory that made me think a little bit more about the way that people's minds work.
And why do you think having a life change like that makes you sort of rethink your perspective on the world around you? Because you've got, I mean, a really challenging recovery process, but then, like you say, what's actually happening inside your brain is changing.
Yeah, well, that all happens very slowly. And the interesting thing that pops up over and over again in the podcast with the guests that I get is that, you know, there might be something monumental that's happening to them or has happened to them, as was the case with me, but it's interacting with a lot of other elements of their mind and their brain, you know, be that addiction, be that trauma, be that love, be that faith, you know, all those sorts of things. So it's actually really difficult to identify a cause and effect, which is something that we do constantly as humans. We create a cause and effect because we're always telling a story about ourselves. So I think I was already a pretty curious person. And when the stroke happened, it was sort of this long process of me getting closer and closer to, you know, the books, biography, and now this podcast.
And to have something like that happen to you in your 20s, a time of life where you're still working out who you are, but you're going, you know, you're living what people would assume is the more adventurous kind of phase of life as a young guy.
Yeah.
What did it mean to you to be sort of debilitated in that way?
Well, I guess the main word that sort of comes to mind is derailment, you know. You have an assumption in your 20s that life is, to a certain extent, on rails, that, you know, there's going to be this path and you're going to be doing certain things and there's going to be certain thresholds that you cross. But when it happened, it made me realize that nothing is set in stone. You know, your life can change in an instant, for better or for worse. And it was sort of liberating in a certain way, because it sort of made me realize that you can make change. You can affect positive change. You don't have to just wait for this inexorable draw towards a conclusion.
And what did you learn about yourself when you were going through that? Because as I imagine it, you would have a decision to make where you have to decide whether you're going to let it sort of keep you derailed or whether you are going to try and sort of shape your own path. And how do you make that choice? What did you learn about yourself as you tried to work out what your decision would be?
I think probably some decision making came later on. So after the stroke happened, all I was trying to do was get to the place where I was the day before I had the stroke. So I was sort of pretending that things hadn't changed. And so I did just keep doing the things that I was doing previously when I did recover, even though in the back of my mind I knew that I had changed. But then a couple of years later, I had a heart attack as well before I was 30. And I had to have some open heart surgery. And that was the moment where, you know, it was when I had the stroke, I didn't really feel like my life was going to end. But when I had the heart attack and I had to have this surgery, it did feel like, you know, it was it. And then when I got over that, I sort of felt like I had another chance. And one of the things that I'd always wanted to do was to work as a foreign correspondent. I got the opportunity, so I did that straight away, even though I was sick. And that was the moment where things appreciably changed.
Yeah, you've gone through a lot and you've also gone on to achieve so much. And I think in the year that we find ourselves now, after people having gone through 2020, where so many people realised in a simpler way that life isn't something they can control, that there's so much that's uncertain around us, they probably have had similar experiences where they've gone, my own mortality is something I'm faced with every day. In discussing how much of us is found in our mind, what do you think your podcast will offer people who are in that situation, trying to find grounding and trying to find some sense of certainty in a very tumultuous space?
Well, I think there really is power in cooperation and understanding. So, for instance, next week's podcast is with a girl whose mother recently died of Alzheimer's and dementia. And she talked about the experience that she had with her mother. And then at the end of it, she really did have some wonderful takeaways about how things could have been better for her and her mum and her father and the people around her. And if you can listen to the podcast and you can have some of those takeaways and apply it to your situation, they're not going to be shortcuts, but it's just going to be a sense of community and understanding that you're not here alone. And if you talk to somebody who can see the other side of it, and that would have been great for me when I had my stroke as well. If I'd met a young guy who had gone through a stroke in the way that I had, it really would have made a difference. You know, maybe there'll be some takeaways, but maybe it'll just be a certain calm that you know that things are going to be okay. This will pass, you know, this will pass. Yeah. Things just keep rolling.
And even though you didn't have that example of someone to follow, you've clearly been very motivated in making your life count and in using the life you've been given to do stuff that I think gives attention to causes and attention to stories that not everybody always sees. What is it that has driven that motivation for you?
It's always curiosity. I consider myself to be quite lucky that the thing that I'm interested in is other people, you know, other people's lives and their interests and how their lives work. And you know, if you do have an interest and you have a certain compassion and empathy, then you will have an interest in their lives getting better as well. But that is always from curiosity. That's from reading that I did as a kid, you know, travel that I've done, people around me. It's the core of everything.
And there's this big question that you kind of ask across this podcast, a theory of mind of why we are the way we are. What sort of answers have you found so far to that?
Well, I actually have a guy that's coming in tomorrow, and he's a neurocartographer. So he's a neuroscientist. And we're going to have a conversation about specifically that question. So generally, the podcast is about lived-in experience, so somebody talking about something specific that's happened to them. But this guy who, you know, he's towards the end of his academic career, he's a very esteemed neuroscientist. He's going to be talking about the cause and effect of the brain and what motivates us. And he's also going to be talking, I think, from the research that I've done, about the difference between our emotion that we control and the sort of neurological impulses, so where the actual self is, where the actual motivated self is. So long story short, listen to the podcast and I'll come back to you.
We'll have to do that, Ben. Thank you for chatting with us now, and I was certainly really keen to have a listen to the rest of the series. Thanks for your time.
It was my pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.